to sum up, after reflecting on your life during the early years in Blacktown, the 40s through the 50s into the 60s, how do you feel about the change and the rapid growth that's taken place in Western Sydney? And
well,
how's it affected you?
How's it affected me?
As a woman.
As a woman. I suppose it hasn't affected me greatly, Robin. I suppose sometimes you might feel that you've missed out on some of the more sophisticated things in life, because I think when I go down now to the eastern suburbs, it seems to be, it's still different to the west.
Mm.
It's still, because I find the eastern suburbs drivers are the most impatient, they're the rudest. I find in the west that the drivers on a whole are much more courteous. I find the girls in the shops on a whole are much more courteous. Not all. I mean, that wouldn't be fair to say that there's nobody in the eastern, but I'm talking on a whole.
Generally.
I find it's much more sophisticated in Sydney. There's a greater sophistication, I would say, in the fashions, in the shops. When I say this, I don't mean like the Grace Brothers, because we get the same in nearly all the shops. Although, I would say Grace Brothers, say at Bondi Junction, has a different, more expensive style of frock than they would have out here at Penrith. So, from that point of view, I would say it's always been that way. Even when in the early days you go to the city, it would be far more conscious of fashionable women than what you'd strike in Penrith or Blacktown. And I think it still follows today. As regards myself, I suppose I haven't been handicapped in any way, being on a farm. It's been a good life, I would say, for my children. Benefited them. My husband worked hard, very hard. Even though he had help, it's still your business. It's still 7 days a week. And if you want to have a day off, you've got to have reliable staff that give you the day or week off. And we would go to the city on his days off, to the movies, to the pictures, movies. I would never have said that. But they say that today, movies. Mm. See, we've altered even our language. We'd go to the pictures on his day off, which was a Wednesday, until Lance arrived. And then we had to alter our day off and we would go out for lunch somewhere, because being a baby, we couldn't cart him to the pictures. So we had a good life on a whole. That we were never short of food, never short of money. There was money. We did well money-wise. We were very comfortable. But he worked for that. He really worked hard. And he's always said it's the bottom of the rung, poultry farming. I can't speak for today, because today poultry farming is different again. I think they've modernised it much more than we had it. Yes, it's more mechanised. So most probably it wouldn't be such a hard life. But when I go through the summers that we put in with the heat, yes, it was hard for him even then. And they've been the setbacks, but there's always, for always a setback, there's also a good thing. And the good thing was, I suppose, the good friends we made out of. They're still friends today. They've got older, as I explained to you. We've all got old together. But I've often wondered how different life would have been had we not gone on the farm, if we'd gone into another business. And you'll always question something like that decision. I don't know, but it was 18 years really of hard work. And not for me, and that's what we're looking at.
Yes,
from a woman's point.
My
only hard work and demented me, when I think back, was the flies. They were a dreadful problem. And I suppose carting the children around a bit more than if you'd, I've been in the eastern suburbs or the northern suburbs, because everything was a bus trip away or a car trip away. We were isolated to that degree. Not isolated out west in Bourke or anything like that, but you still didn't have the, what would you call it, all the conveniences that you'd have in the eastern suburb, that I would have had. From that point of view, it was harder, but you can't alter anything, so you've got to accept what happened.
Do you think it's easier for young people bringing up families in this area today for that reason?
In this area, no, I think they go through a lot of, for one thing, the bus, from what I've heard, the buses out here could be great, the services could be improved. If you haven't got two cars in your family out here, you're really relying on buses to get you anywhere with children. They should have more, I would say, child mining facilities to give women. But I think today, from what I can see, so many of them, to pay off their mortgages, their husband and wife are working, and it makes it very hard. No, when I haven't had a hard life when I look at some of them today. I think women today, to buy their houses and keep them going, they've both got to work. Mm. Well, that's what I find. I talk to them in queues in the when we're going through supermarkets. One lady ahead of me the other day, she had two little boys, and she said, "I am so tired." And I said, "Yes." I said, "I can imagine you young mothers with, you know, trying to get in and do shop." She said, "But I work at night." She said, "I'm on a night shift casual." And she said, "I had to get up and come out." And I said, "Yeah." Well, you see, she's.
And I suppose, in some sense, the urbanisation has isolated people more in a way, because before you had this big community network, which maybe isn't. They don't have quite so much of that today.
No, most probably they haven't. See, I suppose I can't compare myself where I was, Robin, on a farm in an urban, in a rural area, with what it is today urbanised in a rural area, like South Penrith. I can't really compare the two together. You can't, can
so
you?
Different.
Because you're stuck. Look. What annoys me, and I think it's a dreadful thing that Sydney does, is to downgrade the western suburbs. It's really, they don't know. If you come out here, you really know. Yeah, the people are nice. They're human. There's another face to, you know, down, because I've struck it. I hope it's not. So. If you get plenty of laughs in there, yes.
I think we've just about covered everything, Marge.
Yeah, well, I can't sum up any better than that, Robin. And how do you know? I've never lived the other life. I've lived this life, and it's been tied up with here. And all I know is when we did go back to suburbia for 2.5 years, it drove us mad. Mm. And I thought, well, so it keeps my husband busy here.
Yeah.
And we're not dependent on this for a livelihood here. So, but we've got the best of both worlds now, I suppose. We're very lucky. But what's left of it?
Well, thank you very much indeed. That's been wonderful. I'm sure that you'll enjoy.
Are we off the air?
We are.